Are you ready to go from burned out to blissed out? I'm Rebecca Whitman. I will share with you my seven pillars of abundance and interview experts that will help you get all seven areas of your life in alignment so that you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's get into the show. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I want to just thank everyone who's subscribing and reviewing and sharing this podcast because we are consistently rated in the top 1% globally. And you guys are spreading the word that you don't have to go through life tired, exhausted, drained, burned out. You can actually achieve happiness and abundance without being tired and burned out. This is what the show is about, and these are the experts that I bring you week in and week out for over 4 years. Today, we have a really special duo. This is the second time I've had a duo, so this is really cool. We have Erin and Sarit here from Amuna Strength. Welcome, Erin and Sarit, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
Thank you. I'm already feeling more balanced and beautiful and abundant.
I love it. Well, I met Erin and Sarit through a mutual friend, Julie, and I got to speak to their awesome, humongous Facebook group, and that was so much fun. And now they are getting to speak to my community, Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant, and we are going to have an incredible conversation about fitness and health and mindset and all the great things they do in the world. So, these women are on a mission to transform the lives of ambitious women seeking to achieve peak fitness and elevate their lives through personalized fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle strategies. They have been featured in major publications like Muscle and Fitness, Hers Magazine, and on the Discovery Channel, and much, much more. They're committed to providing a sustainable life and body transformation through a 360-degree approach to bring health, confidence, and physical and mental freedom to ambitious women, and I like to say a few good men. Their vision is to positively transform 1 million people to create a free, confident, and empowered life. What a beautiful vision. And thank you for all this wonderful work you're doing in the world. So I've got to ask, how did you guys meet and how did this beautiful fitness community, Amuna Strength, get started?
How we met could be an entire book or TV series.
I heard it's getting optioned at Netflix, that the Erin and Sarit story behind the fitness empire.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's actually kind of a good idea. But, you know, to make a very long story relatively short, I lived in Portland, Oregon, where I grew up. Sarit was living in New Jersey, originally born and raised in Israel, but going to school in New Jersey. And we actually met in Miami. So very wild already. We were at a really big fitness competition festival known as Wada Palooza. And I was working, she was spectating, one of the owners of the gym that she went to was competing at the elite level. And so like everybody came down, our paths crossed there in a very unique and serendipitous way. And a few months later, we ended up moving to California together. So we got all corners of the country covered.
Yeah.
And as we were in California, we both knew because we were personal trainers that there was only a certain amount of people we could help to a certain level. And when you are trading your time with one person at a time, and there's only one of you, there's only so much you can do for so many people. And there's also a certain lifestyle that comes with being at the gym at 4 or 5 a.m., having a little break in the middle, and then being there until really late at night. And that's not a life that we really wanted to build, especially if we wanted to have like a dog at the time or build a family eventually. And so we thought, how can we help more people in a better way and a more well-rounded way, while also creating something that will give us the ability to live a lifestyle that we want to live and have the freedom of time to choose how we spend it and not be obligated to be at a certain place at a certain time in order to make a living and then also fulfill a vision.
Beautiful. And what is your Facebook group called? Where and how many people are in it?
It's called Erin and Sarit. E-R-I-N. And then a little and sign, S-A-R-I-T. And I think there's like 16,000, 16,500.
That is very impressive. So is that how you reach, what is that how you teach one to many? Is it all through the Facebook group community, or do you have other platforms that you teach on?
Yeah, let me show you.
I talked
before
a lot.
Before I tell you, because this is brand new.
The Facebook group is actually a place for people to come where it doesn't cost money. So anybody who truly wants to be better, wants to grow and develop, can come and join in the Facebook group. But then we have other actual programs and things that we have people enrolled in, a membership that people can come and have a consistent way to build their habits that make a lifestyle for themselves that they enjoy, that isn't miserable for them, but they can see how they're making progress, having the accountability, having that. And that is really infinitely scalable.
Oh, that's beautiful. So is that a website? Is that an app? Is that, how do they access that membership?
Yeah. So remember when we first started, I was telling you that we were working on an app?
Yeah.
So it just got released on Friday.
Oh my God. This podcast is happening at the perfect time. What is the app called so we can all download it?
Well, it's in beta. So
it's
a test version of it right now. By the time it's downloadable, right now the membership is called the Million Dollar Body Society. There will be a free version of the app at some point. It'll either be called that or Erin and Sarit. I'm not exactly sure what it will be on the public app stores yet. But we can definitely update the show notes once we know.
Let's update that. That is so exciting. I think tracking and lifestyle and all that stuff is so important. Plus your amazing, you know, teachings to have in an app. So congratulations. That is going to be an app that I definitely want to download. So keep me posted. And I'm sure my listeners will want to download it too.
So it's a customized lifestyle plan based on our five pillars. So the five pillars are movement, nutrition, regeneration, mindset, mental toughness, and discipline. And what happens when you first step in is a part of the onboarding is an assessment. So you basically, through your answers, we determine what, like, behaviorally, where are you at in relation to every pillar? So you get, so based on the category that you end in, you get to choose one of the few targets that you feel either most resonating with you or least resistant towards, because when you choose something, then obviously by nature, you're less resistant to do it. So our intention is to help you to build consistency, and every single day you can track and see where you are on a daily basis. So far, I completed 3 of my 5 targets for today. And so
what are your 5? What are your 5 targets for today?
So each target also is like based on your level, is appropriate to what you can handle and be consistent with long term. And so when you're consistent with it, then you graduate to a new target that's a little more challenging. And so it progresses you through. So it doesn't feel overwhelming. It doesn't feel tedious. You're not having to log every morsel of food that goes in your body, but there's still nutritional guidance. There's workout plans and all that. So
yeah. So every person has a completely different customized lifestyle plan based on, you know, their choices and what stage they are. So for me, my movement target is 60 minutes of intentional movement or 10,000 steps. And my regen is 7 hours in bed or 67% recovery. I have this device here that tracks my recovery.
If you have like a recovery tracking.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's 7 hours. My nutrition, it's because it's more advanced, is like it involves a couple of things. So no alcohol, green foods only. We created a nutrition guideline that's, you know, kind of like
color coded,
like the stoplight. So green foods only, Wow. Zero sugary drinks and zero junk food. My discipline is post something inspiring or empowering on your feed. My mindset is write and complete three of the most important things to complete today.
Wow. Well, it sounds very similar to my daily DMOs, daily method of operation. So you can check off something inspiring since you're sharing this podcast on your Facebook Live.
So true. I already made it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's amazing. So yeah, we definitely want to know about that. And I want to know how do you teach mental toughness? Like, that is a really interesting pillar. And I think it's so important, resilience, mental toughness, holding your vibration high, not letting other people get you down with unkind words or whatever's going on, the craziness of the world. So what does that mean to you as far as that pillar, mental toughness?
Yeah, I think one of the most valuable ones, because I heard somebody say one time, the world will discipline those who don't discipline themselves.
Ooh, wait, that's a tweetable. The world will discipline those who don't discipline themselves. All right, keep going. That was a good one.
And what it says to me is, like, life is hard. Nobody's immune to it. And hard is not a competition either. Like, whose problems are bigger than whose. It's like, no matter what, hard is relative. Mm-hmm. And so hard can be, I stubbed my toe on a coffee table. Hard can also be, you don't even have clean water to drink or a sanitary place to go to the bathroom. So hard can look very different, but no matter what, everybody experiences hard. And so the more mentally tough you are, the more you can mentally handle, the better you can navigate through life when things happen that you don't have control over, because it will. And so it's like, what kind of experiences can we put ourselves through in a safe and like simulated environment so that we can build our resilience, build our mental toughness? This could be a really challenging, grueling workout that takes you like an hour to complete. This could be
doing something that makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah. Really something that allows you the opportunity to practice your internal dialogue and how you coach yourself through difficult situations. And, there's a book called Discipline is Destiny by Ryan Holiday. And he tells this story about a king. This is very paraphrased. But he tells this story about a king who had all the wealth, all the money that, you know, could buy whatever he needed, luxury, very comfortable life. And, you know, every once in so often, he would have himself sleep on the floor on a mattress to remind himself that at any day, what you have can be taken away from you.
So true. So,
like, just things like that, like that's mental toughness. Like, let me sleep on the floor by choice. Why? I don't know, to build my capacity. Because the truth is that there's a lot of hurting people and they like to hurt other people because there's some kind of weird fulfillment. I've been there. And so you had a post just go viral. It's like at 1.4 million views or something like that right now. And there's a bunch of people up in the comments. Oh, you look like a dude. Oh, train to be a man. And it's like, you just gotta, like, the more it happens, the more you're okay with it. Like, that is a sort of mental toughness building. That's like, you're like, okay, logically I can process that. Like, somehow that made you feel good, but really it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah. And hurt people. What was the post that went viral with over a million views? What was it?
Tell the story. It's so good.
It's one of, so I do a daily reel where basically it's kind of like a teaching moment and kind of like a 1 minute of inspiration. And I recorded it, Friday before last. And we have this neighbor next door. He's such a funny guy, in his 60s, overweight, and he's very fascinated with our workouts. And he has this tendency to, interrupt us in the middle of a workout and try to talk to us. And
like in a really hard part of the workout, like we're doing a jump rope or doing something for time. And he just strolls over like nothing's going on.
And the other day, and he races cars, like those electronic cars that go down the street, 5-year-olds play, but they're really fast. So super fascinating guy. Anyways, so the other day he comes over, I'm 30 seconds from finishing a workout and I'm on my last set. It's got heavy weights and then sprints and then 100 double unders. And I've got 30 double unders left. And
what's double unders? Jumping rope?
That's jumping rope, but it's for one jump, it's 2 revolutions. So it's
Wow. Okay. Got it.
But anyways, he comes right over and he's I'm hold on. So then I'm gasping for him. He's man, what do you train for? And I'm life, I want to train for life so that I can live to be 100 years old and be super capable and super fit. He's that's a lot of hard work and dedication. I commend you. I'm going to go to my race now. And I'm see, for you, that's dedication too, right? Everything requires work. So I was that'll be my message for today. So I took my camera and I'm so my neighbor just asked me, what do you train for? And I said, I train for life, because you see, if you're in your 20s, what you do today is going to affect what you do in your 30s and your 40s. And if you're in your 40s, what you do today will affect you in your 50s and your 60s. So basically, it doesn't matter where you're at. The point is just get started. And also, it's not about vanity. It's about what you're able to do for the rest of your life. So basically, that was the angle that I was taking at it.
It's about being fit for life, whatever. Yeah. I have the fitness to navigate, to manage, to work my way through it, to thrive through it and not get caught off guard or.
Yeah. Anyway, so that night, Erin's do you know that your video is up to 20,000 views? I'm no. She's do you do anything different? I'm no, it's black and white captions. I post a 16-year-old boy. No, none of the
they probably post better than you.
Probably. But it's just I'm strong with the message and it's I don't really pay too much attention or effort to the rest, because I'm I just want to get started with my day. So she's what'd you do differently? I'm nothing. She's there must have been something. So Erin kept on studying the analytics.
I'm just studying the relatability of,
yes,
of social media posts that go viral. And it's what did you do? You said, my neighbor came and asked a question, and everybody's okay, well, what's the question? Right now, okay, I want to keep watching. And then you're 20s, 30s, what you do in your 20s, 30s, 40s. So all of those people are listening. And you said, affects what you do in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now all those people are listening. So it's just a perfect recipe that, whoopsie, she did, and I went wild. And it's controversial enough for some people to be in there and being well, you're gonna die anyways. There's always those people,
right?
And then people are yes, oh my gosh, yes, me too. People ask me this all the time. That's my response. Preach, whatever. So,
well, congratulations on going viral. And I love the message. I totally agree that fitness is not to fit into a certain jean size or to look great at your high school reunion. It is for longevity and having a strong, vital life. And right now they're talking about health span, not age span. How long can our health span? How long can we be on the planet and be happy and healthy? And I got to ask you guys, what is your opinion on crash diets, yo-yo dieting, body dysmorphia. I know you've had your own personal struggles, and that's one of the things that you really empower your women on. What are some of your philosophies about those topics?
Do you guys want to know my biggest beauty secret? It's called liquid collagen. I have been drinking this medical grade collagen now every day for 3.5 years. My skin is glowing. My hair is long and thick and shiny. Nails have never been stronger. I feel amazing in my body. I am in my early 50s and I feel like I'm 25 years old again. And people do not know my age. They are like, what? You're kidding me. It's the liquid collagen. So you gotta try this. We have two formulas. One is for anti-aging and joint health, and the other one is for losing fat and body composition. All you need to do is click the link in the show notes and you have an amazing promo code. Check this out. It will transform your body and you will feel balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And now back to the podcast.
Well, we're like, so we've been there, done that. I believe actually 98% of women have been through it. And the reality is, you know, whether it's with our weights, whether it's with our bank accounts, like society has a way of fitting us in a box. So, you know, it creates this perspective of when we blank, then life is going to magically, you know, like transform. So my story started, you know, like you, I'm Jewish. So growing up in a Jewish family, like food is everywhere for better or for worse. And I'm also really short. So I was an overweight child. And for me,
how short are you?
5'1".
Okay. And how tall or short are you, Erin?
I'm 5'6".
Okay. All right. Okay. It's when you meet someone on Zoom, you never know. Right. So I'm 5'8". Okay. Go on.
Yeah. So, you know, I faced the consequences of, you know, just being an overweight child, being made fun of, and I just knew that it wasn't right. And I wanted to live life in a different way because I knew that I was meant for greatness. So what did I do? Kind of like most women, it's like, something's gotta change, right? So, you know, that's the moment where I decided to go on a diet, which led to literally 10 years of yo-yo dieting afterwards, anorexia, bulimia, you name it. I've tried it, diet pills, blah, 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 blah. But anyways, you know, all of these quick fixes, the flushes, the detoxes, the, you know, like fasting, these are all really mechanisms. They're not a solution.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is, from a bigger picture life perspective, we are a byproduct of our habits in anything that we do in life. So my aha came at the age of 22 after 10 years of, you know, stumbling and falling and stumbling and falling. And that day, my dad got a massive heart attack. And it completely transformed my world. And I was just like him. And I knew that if I was not going to change, I would end up that way. So I was ready. Like, finally, I was ready, not just on a physical level, like on a deep spiritual level. I was ready to change my ways. And, you know, I started focusing on building the habits that will help me to become the best version of myself. So it's like, okay, well, if I want to be the best version of myself, what would I eat? Right? Like,
that's a great question, audience. If you want to be the best version of yourself, what would you do? What would you eat? And I think part of this lifestyle that you guys teach is we have choices in every moment. Nobody's making anybody eat or work out a certain way. There's choices. And I think training with people like you and learning some of your philosophies, it gives people more empowered choices.
Yeah, it's all choices. So I realized that day that I was making choices up until then that were reliant on something external outside of myself. And that's what led me to being where I was, because I thought that the solution was going to be outside of me. I thought it was the diet thing, blah, 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 blah. And I found myself in that same spot
And here is my dad, who's literally fighting for his life, who is same mindset as I was, except 30 years down the road. And I knew that I didn't want that. So I had to start within me. Right. So that day I took responsibility and I knew that the answer was not outside of me. It wasn't a pill. It wasn't a diet. It wasn't anything. It was about the choices that I made and how I treat myself mentally, physically, you know, spiritually every single day that allow me to also continue the cascade of positive choices as well. It is not just about right now. It's about what environment do I need to be in order to set myself up for success so that there's less resistance? And these are some of the things that are not really talked about. And, you know, the sexy thing is to buy, you know, some kind of like solution or like thing, blah, blah, blah. But the reality is, no, like the solution, you are the problem and you are the solution. And it's like, if you want to change your life, take a look in the mirror. Because wherever you go, there you are. So if you're looking in the mirror and you don't like what you see, get committed to changing you. Of course, that's a hard conversation. That's not a sexy conversation. So, you know, anyone in our community knows that like we are known for our tough love. We don't sugarcoat things because we care so much about people's well-being. And we know that our people like truly want to be the best version of themselves. It's just they're like us. Like they didn't know what they didn't know. So they, you know, got fed into all of these lies and fads and the things that are really quick to sell, which you know about. You know what I mean?
I totally agree. So it's totally about the lifestyle and the mindset. What are some lifestyle hacks or things that we can start doing today that would start giving us maximum results? Like if you could give people who are listening three habits or behaviors to start doing this week that would give them a huge trajectory of more health and well-being, what would they be?
So speaking of having choice, I'm going to give that. I'll give you choice with parameters or with guidance. So
great.
You can choose what those three things are. You know, like Sarit said, if we're not happy in any area of our life, the problem isn't because of somebody else or because of the weather or because of the government or because of the economy or because of there's something that's missing that we have not yet created.
Mm-hmm.
That is a way of being or something like that, rather than it being like, oh, well, when I'm fit, then I'll be confident. Or when I have enough money, then I'll be happy or whatever. And so if you want to choose three things, I would make the more things you choose, the more complicated it gets to follow through, especially if they're brand new things and you haven't been doing them. Usually what we say is choose like one or two things and just be really consistent with those for 2 weeks and then add something else. So it's like you have to earn the next level. But with that being said, on our app in that membership, there's five pillars. Okay, so it doesn't really follow what I just said. However, there's also 80% rule where the whole thing is to not expect yourself to be perfect, because the pursuit of your excellence, which is a personal value of mine, is excellence, is closing the gap between you and perfection. And so it's not about being perfect, it's about closing the gap. And so 80%, what we do is each time somebody fills out you know, they log a target, like I did this out of a 30-day span, all we're looking for is 80% consistency. So there's some room for error. There's some room to choose to not even do, I don't want to work out today.
Perfect. Yeah.
All you need is 80%.
I like that.
So what I would say is there's a concept that we teach that's better than, meaning if you eat fast food, I don't know if your community eats fast food. I know a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, or if you drink alcohol or if you eat chocolate or whatever, ice cream, you can take that thing and say, okay, well, how often do I do that? And what's the quantity, right? What's the frequency? What's the quantity? What's the quality? And those are three variables that you can manipulate. So you can say, example, somebody eats, chocolate 5 nights a week. Okay. How much you can manipulate, or you can like choose to change. You can choose better than, so a little bit less of. The quality, if you're eating really crappy, like highly processed chocolate or something, you can choose a better quality, or you can change the frequency. So you can do it less times per week. And it doesn't have to be, it's actually almost better if it's not extreme, because that is the whole premise from your last question of what do we think about these, you know, typical diet culture, right?
Fads,
things that come and then they go and everybody's doing them all at one time. I'll tell you, if everybody's doing something all at one time and everybody is still overweight, I wouldn't do what everybody's doing. I don't know. So that's all I have to say on that. But I would say, you know, choose whatever a habit is that you know deep down in. You're like, oh, I do this and I just have such a hard time and I know it's not helping me get closer to my goals, is change either the quality, the quantity, or the frequency. And just change it, and just change it by a little bit.
I love that. Change the quality, the quantity, of the frequency.
Yeah. So either one less day, or, you know, eat it every other day. That way you're like, I'm not depriving myself. I'm still allowing myself. Now, if it's something like a really hard drug, that's something very different, right? Where it's something, and this is debatable with sugar, with like processed sugar too, because it is chemically more addicting than some drugs. And so, and that is unfortunately how some of us use food or sugar. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, really like Sarit, just again, going into like the solution is within. It's that anything that we do, we have a reason for doing it. And so what am I trying to fulfill by taking the action that I'm taking? There's something that I get from it. There's a satisfaction that I get from anything that I do. Why do I do work? Why did I call this person? Why did I do my workout? Why did I binge eat? Why? There's always a reason, even if we don't know what the reason is. I invite you to reflect on what those reasons could potentially be, because the only way you'll be able to overcome something that is really challenging, like I struggled with binge eating every single night. I don't know what it was. I didn't know what it was, but it was a sense of instant gratification. It was like the only thing I could control. Like nobody could tell me no. So there was like something else that I was getting from it that I didn't know how to get by doing something else.
And so what caused the shift? Like with Sarit seeing her dad have a heart attack caused her awakening or her shift. What caused the shift from your habit of binge eating?
Yeah. By the way, dad is still here today.
Oh, good. Thank God. Yeah. I was going to ask that.
Yeah. So for me, again, it was a perspective. It was, I like to win. I'm very competitive by nature. I'm very athletic by my genetics. And so I started doing a sport known as CrossFit. You may have heard of it. And I was introduced to this in 2012, 2013. And I just started to notice, like, when I eat certain foods, I feel like it had been a process up until this point. Really, the shift came in changing my environment and not putting myself in certain environments, but then also really just becoming aware and saying, okay, I'll just go one night without binge eating. I win. Like that's where I was. One night with, and I win. Like almost like somebody who's overcoming it as a challenge with alcohol or other drugs, right? It's like, if I can just go one night, I win. And so I wake up and I'd be like, I did it. Okay. So then it's like allowing yourself the freedom to be like, okay, well, even if I do it tonight, I don't make myself wrong for it, because I did succeed. Like I said, I would. So now, boom, I go and I give myself permission to not be perfect. And then I'll go the next night and not do it then. Right. And so it's really gradual. But so my perspective really shifted and changed when I thought I eat these certain foods and I feel really light and I feel fast and I feel strong. And then I eat these foods and I feel really slow and I feel really tired and people are beating me and I can't give up. And so I was like, well, I want to eat these foods because then I can win the workout. And it was like a silly game I played with myself, but it worked for me. And then when you do something for long enough, it eventually becomes a habit. So then it just became normal for me to eat those type of foods.
That is a great reason to eat healthy. And when I see women starve themselves, it is like they're not looking to have a maximum performance. They're just doing it to look a certain way. Or maybe it could be like an eating disorder for control, to feel a sense of control. But when I also started realizing I want to be strong and I want to have the energy to build my brand and build my coaching business, so I need to eat in a certain way that fuels my body. So what is your philosophy as far as eating? There's so many different things out there. You know, there's keto, there's paleo, there's intermittent fasting, there's, you know, the green juice in the morning, there's, you know, skipping the breakfast, there's bulletproof coffee. I mean, fasting cardio, like what is your overall, I know it's, there's everyone's customized in your community, but what are some of your overall philosophies in having a very healthy, sustainable, because you're all about sustainable for life diet. What do you recommend?
This is so good. Don't eat sugar, but fruit has sugar and fruit's good for you. Don't eat this, but this has a, like, it's so contradictory everywhere. And
yeah, and that's why when people come to our community, that there is like actually like a thing called fear of food. Like we know so many people who come to us who, it's like you've been told all these things that you just, you're like, you know what? I don't even want to eat anymore because I feel like everything that I'm going to eat is bad for me or is going to make me fat, which is kind of true with today's food industry. So to simplify things is one of the golden rules that we teach is don't go for diets. Instead, follow the philosophy. And the philosophy that we go by has actually been extracted from Dr. Michael Pollan. For anyone who really wants to just get a general crash course understanding on food that is really simple, like go read the book In Defense of Food. So
In Defense of Food.
By Michael Pollan, like the country Poland?
Poland, P-O-L-L-A-N.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. I had a dream about this quote and I added to it. So that's so weird. It is coming up right now.
Really?
So tell us the quote.
It's eight words only. And it goes like this. Eat real foods, not too much, mostly plants.
Okay. Here's what I had in my dream. Eat real food, not too much, mostly plants, most of the time.
There you go.
Most of the time. Yeah. And that doesn't mean be vegetarian. That just means like really make sure that you're getting the nutrients that vegetables and provide, you know, getting the vitamins, the minerals, the phytonutrients and all of that. It's not about being vegetarian or carnivore. I forget who it was that said it first. A million people have said it, but it's like the best workout is the one you did. And the best diet is the one that you can follow like consistently. So there's not really, if somebody wants to do it, you really have to ask yourself, what's the intention behind why I'm doing this, why I chose the mechanism that I chose. So if keto's the mechanism, why did I choose that? Because I want really fast results. Is that the intention that's actually going to get you to where you want to be? Is it deep enough? Because a lot of times we think of these very surface level reasons why we want to do something that isn't really the reason. You could say, I've talked to a million women on the phone, like one-on-one. So just as like an example that would come up regularly is like, oh, I want to feel better. Okay. Well, what does that mean to feel better? Well, I want to, you know, like not be so tired. Okay. Well, like what's the benefit of not being so tired? You know, oh, I want to look in the mirror and, you know, like what I see or feel good in these clothes. Okay. But why? Because whatever. And really it comes down to it. It's like, I don't want my husband to leave me for somebody younger looking, prettier or fitter, or, you know, I don't want to be like the the fat mom in the picture. Like there's always something, or, you know, that's way deep underneath it. So what's your intention? Is it because you want to be healthy? Is it because you really want to live a high quality life for a long period of time? Or is it because you just want to look good in the bikini? Because one of those is really going to get you somewhere and one of them won't. So what's the intention behind the mechanism that you choose? And are they in alignment?
So do you guys eat meat?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
But mostly plant-based. So tell me, like, what is a typical day of eating in your life? Like, what breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and snacks? Tell me what you're eating. Because you guys can't see if you're listening to the podcast, but they look amazing. So you'll have to find it on YouTube. But yes, tell me, I want to know what you're eating and what supplements you're taking to look so good.
Yeah. So
A day in the food life of Sari.
So really from a general statement, like a really great place to start is make sure that every single meal that you have has at least one serving of protein and at least one serving of vegetables or greens.
Yes. That is a great place to start. I like that. And that's doable if you're listening. Make sure every meal has protein and vegetables. Okay, go on. This is good. This will be one of our last questions because I'm taking so much of your time, but you guys are just fascinating me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so for me, I eat two bigger meals throughout the day versus smaller meals throughout, and also as far as meal frequency. It's so easy for people to get so wrapped up in the mechanics, and that's why it's really important to get around people who know their shit, walk the walk, talk the talk, and actually care about you, because it's so easy to get, you know, caught up in that. But anyways, so I prefer two bigger meals throughout the day, one earlier in the day, the other one like towards the end of the day. What?
Before you go into the details, I know that there's going to be some people right now thinking like, oh, she only eats twice a day, but I heard this eats every few hours and I heard this and that. And here's the deal. It's like, this is why she says, get around people who know their shit and can understand your lifestyle, because nobody gets like severely unhealthy or overweight or exhausted and fatigued because they ate two bigger meals throughout the day rather than six small meals throughout the day, or because they had an extra apple today, or because they had too many carrots. You know, it's like, that is not the reason why we get to a place where we're really uncomfortable with ourselves. So just take what Sarit says. This is what works for her body. That doesn't mean this is the end all be all. You have to follow it if you want to look like her. If you can't see her, her shoulders are the size of my head and are envious of any human being who wants any kind of muscles. So, carry on.
So for my first meal of the day,
I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, Erin, you are so funny.
All right, go on.
Like, let her finish, Erin. I love your heart, and you don't want to cause anyone who's listening to do anything extreme, and you want them to know what works for them. But I know Sarit has a very distinct body type and look, and out of curiosity, I want to know what's working for her. So tell me.
Yeah. So my first meal is like, it's comprised of two parts. The first part, I have four hard-boiled eggs. I eat one of the eggs, I eat it entirely. And then the rest, I just eat the whites. I give one of my pups one egg yolk, the other one another egg yolk. And then kind of like share the other egg yolk in three parts. So it's
a rare one.
What?
You don't save one for Erin?
Unbelievable. What am I, cop liver?
I mean, there's four eggs. You get one, Erin gets one, and the two dogs each get one. No, okay, go on. So what time is that? Is that what time is that first meal, the four eggs?
Well, it's normally like between noon and one.
Okay, so you're doing the intermittent fasting thing.
Yeah. I mean, we all intermittent fast to some degree because we don't eat when we sleep.
Right.
So, okay. Anyways, so I have that, and then I also have a Greek yogurt medley, which is basically one cup Greek yogurt, I do a scoop of powdered greens, a scoop of BB Fit, a handful of almonds, and just basically a mix of berries, blueberries, raspberries, and blackberries. I give a couple of blueberries to the dogs. They love it. So they're always involved in Jewish the eating. Mom. Yeah, absolutely. So that's my first meal. So basically I get two proteins, I get two fats, I get one serving of greens, and I get one serving of carbs. So, whole foods. And then the other meal is basically some kind of a vegetable and then some kind of a protein. I'm the type of person who could literally eat the same thing for the rest of my life and I'll be a happy camper.
Yeah.
So normally our dinners like look like a salad, and it's got like mixed greens or arugula with lettuce. And then for a carb, we either do like butternut squash, an apple, or a mix of like chickpeas and beets. And then we have our salad treats, which are basically like pistachios, cucumbers, onions, peppers, and dress it, you know, the Israeli way with like lemon juice, olive oil, salt, and some kind of protein. So proteins rotate. It's either like, you know, chicken thighs or, you know, like grilled chicken, which is normally chicken thighs. Chicken breast gets really dry and I have a tendency to choke on my chicken. And Erin's got like a joke of the day. Here it goes, Sarie, choking on her chicken. So chicken thighs help me with that a little bit better. You know, we do like turkey burgers, we do like ground turkey. So yeah, it's kind of like the same thing with like
little and then before tweets. Bed almonds.
Yes. And I love having almonds before bed. And then as well. Yeah.
And then, what about desserts? What about cheat days? I know you guys say 80% is good. Do you have any leeway for any foods that are not part of what you just said? Do you have popcorn if you go to a movie? Like what are the cheats?
I don't believe in cheating. Cheating is just like, I don't want to be cheated by Erin. Like, why cheat on my body? You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
I love it. Okay.
So but we can have intentional treats.
So what we do is clean treats. And my absolute favorite, I could literally eat it for the rest of my life and I'll be great.
Me too.
We have a thing, it's called a blueberry bowl. And it's literally taking like a coffee mug.
I'm taking credit for this recipe.
Yeah. And it's basically berries, almonds, almond milk, PB Fit. I also like to have protein powder in there. So, because it's got like that chocolatey, chocolate, you know, flavor. And yeah, that's it.
It's like blueberry ice cream with nuts. It's just.
Oh, you have to send me the recipe. So you just throw it all in a coffee mug.
Of the blueberry.
It's bowl. Literally, you just dump it all in a bowl with almond milk. Like,
that's
or
it.
In a
and
mug.
It's frozen fruit. So that's what it tastes like.
Frozen ice cream. Berries. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Well, you guys are so inspiring. I could ask you questions all day. I know you have a special gift for my listeners since we're talking so much about nutrition and healthy eating. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah. So it's actually really cool. This is a workshop that we're doing on nutrition. So it's called the Perfect Body Nutrition Accelerator. You can make whatever definition you want out of perfect body. It's going to be different for everyone, but the Perfect Body Nutrition Accelerator is really to give you a really clear idea of how you can create a program for yourself at any point in time with wherever you're starting and where you want to go that's going to work exactly for you, for your preferences, for your lifestyle, for your habits, like for your schedule, for your family, for wherever you're at in life specifically, and to get you to where you want to be in a way that is not miserable, that you feel confident you can keep up with. And then also some of the other philosophies like that we've talked about here, but in a little bit more detail. And like, what is the mind that we really get to wrap around all of this that just supports us in this journey that isn't easy, but how do we make it as simple as possible? Mm-hmm. So it's called the Perfect Body Nutrition Accelerator.
And that's a free masterclass for our listeners?
Yep. Yep. And there's other things that I think we include in there too. So it's this little bundle you get.
Yay. Well, we'll include that link in the show notes. And where can people find you guys online? How can we stay in touch with you?
Anywhere on social media, it's Erin and Sarit, E-R-I-N with the and symbol and then S-A-R-I-T. Facebook, Instagram are the two places we are the most often. We do have that Facebook group that's called Erin and Sarit, which is a cool place that's a little bit more private for people who just are a little hesitant to share this part of their journey with the whole world that knows them. Any other places? Our website's erinandsarit.com.
Yeah, just find us everywhere at Erin and Sarit.
Erin and Sarit. And this is my final question. If you could have a billboard next to the highway with one sentence that would inspire people, what would you want it to say?
It's good.
The first thing that just came to my mind is don't wait until tomorrow. I don't, if I gave it some thought.
No, that's the billboard, the stream of conscious. Okay, so yours is going to say, don't wait until tomorrow. What's your billboard going to say, Sarit?
I would say whatever is on Erin's shirt. Every day is day one.
Oh, I love that. And what does that even mean? Every day is day one. I know we're going to start podcast part two. We'll have to have you guys back, but just to, what does that mean? Every day is day one.
I'll make it quick. You know how you're so motivated on day one, January 1st, Monday, all the day ones that we have?
Yes.
Treat every day as if it's that day.
I love it. I love it. Well, you guys have been amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. I know we're going to continue to collaborate and work together. And everyone, thank you for listening to another amazing episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, where we're teaching you to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you share this with a friend. Tag me, take a screenshot of yourself listening to it. Tag me, tag Erin and Sarit. We'll reshare on our Instagram and keep spreading the word that you don't have to go through life exhausted and drained. You can be high vibe, have fun, and be successful. And stay tuned for another amazing show. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Thanks, everyone.
Wow, what an amazing show. I got so much value out of that, and I hope you did too. I would love to help you get unstuck. Which of the seven key areas of life do you feel blocked in? Maybe you are stuck in your love life and can't manifest your soulmate. Maybe you just can't lose that last 10 pounds. Maybe you are burned out and want to get out of your job and create a six-figure side hustle. I have great news for you. I am offering 3 complimentary breakthrough calls this week for the women and the men that are ready to get unstuck. This is a free 45-minute coaching call that I am offering to my listeners. Just go to the link in the show notes. And for those of you ready to really have the time of your life and end 2024 on an incredible note, you will want to learn more about the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, October 3rd through 6th in Belize City, Central America. Not only will you learn how to get all 7 areas of your life to a level 10 to end the year with momentum, but you will enjoy pampering in a luxury spa with healthy food, yoga, and sound bath. We will be having an incredible time on the beach, in the pool, walking around the beautiful city. It's in a private island, and it's just something that will be the best decision you ever made. I can't wait to spend a weekend with you in Belize City, Central America, on a private island. So if you're looking for more information on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Retreat, make sure you go to my link in the show notes. And for everybody else, thank you so much for supporting the show. We love our listeners, your reviews, your subscriptions, sharing this podcast with your friends and family is really getting the word out there that you do not have to go through life burned out. You can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Make sure you tune in next week, and we'll see you soon. Bye.